Hello and welcome to another What the Heck Crab. In fact, we're on episode 7 and oh my god, yes, that's right. I finally managed to produce one. I'm so sorry for the delay. As with the last one, this one's just about mods. Almost everything is taken from that little known, you know, it's quite small, you've probably never heard of it, website called ModDB. Alright, so since it's been almost 2 months since the last podcast and we've had an influx of new members thanks to the YouTube channel Valve News Network, let me quickly summarise the podcast. What the Head Crab is a podcast that updates listeners on what's been happening in the Gold Source and Source single player modding world. Initially, the podcast used to cover Reddit, YouTube, Game Banana, and in fact some other things, but it quickly became apparent that there was just way too much stuff to cover. So from episode 6, I decided to focus almost exclusively on the mods. If you'd like to know more, then feel free to, you know, check out the What the Head Crab introduction. At some point, I may make some video versions of this. Anyway, let's get started. Pick of the episode. So every episode, I pick one thing that's kind of the most interesting for me. And this week, it's the Half-Life Update Mod Dev Progress number 8. The video, which you'll see below in the post, is well made and shows exactly what's been updated. It talks about the blood and some effects, and it's looking pretty good. So as much as I really would want new maps, playing Half-Life again with some new features, that's going to be pretty cool. So on to the main events. All right, here we go. So we've got Grey. Now, Grey was originally released in 2007, and it's moved over to the Unreal Engine 4. And I kind of feel cheated, to be honest, because it's kind of still listed as, you know, an Episode 2 mod. But I'm sure people who are following this mod will be interested whether it's on Source or not, but not for me. This one talks about weapons updates and, as you can see, some quite pretty screenshots. There we go. Next is Punt Rebirth. So in this particular update, they talk about some new maps that they've been working on and some new puzzles, and you can see the screenshots here. There's also some listening to do, so like some music. To be honest, I'm not really sure why they're not making this in Portal 2, but then there's probably a good reason, but it just seems strange that you're making a game that looks exactly like Portal in, well, not exactly, but, you know, very similar to Portal in another engine. But anyway, perhaps this is the answer. Rather than the standard Source SDK base 2013 single-player map format, that's what they're going to use instead. So maybe that, instead of using Portal 2, by using that, it gives them access to more tools or perhaps a wider readership. Anyway, if you're interested in this, and it looks kind of fun, if you're a kind of a Portal-y fan, then give that one a look. Next is Der Schwarznebel, which is the Black Fog in German. Now, I've recently installed this on my computer, and it is 22 gigabytes. Yes, let me repeat that in case you were, like, coughing over your coffee. Like, like, you know what I mean. All right. It's 22 gigabytes unpacked, and I had to delete almost everything, almost Windows, to get this on. And I've started to play it, and it's very interesting. It seems that the mod's been getting a lot of confusion, and I'm still confused. They're basically saying that they're not trying to recreate the beta, they're just trying to use the feel of the beta to give you some things to play with. Now, I haven't played that much of it. I'm not sure how much there is to play, to be honest. You might think that with 29 gigabytes, there'd be like a year's worth of gaming. But most of it seems to be graphical, and there is a low-definition version available. I don't know how big that is. Probably only, in fact, I just said 29. I should have said 23. It's probably only 10 gigabytes. You know, I mean, 10 gigabytes, nothing. And I haven't had many combat situations yet, but it does look very interesting. And I featured it in a previous edition, and I didn't realize, I didn't know what it was when I added it the first time, but now I do. And it, in some places, it looks fantastic, as you can sort of see here. So I'll be adding that to the site soon. This post is telling you that it's not trying to create the original story, it's just trying to get the feel for it, but I'm still not, you know, completely unconfused, as it were. All right, next one is Dead Sector. Now, this is a remod. Now, Zeke Shadow has been doing this, and I have to say that I haven't really been following what he or she has been doing. Sorry, I don't know if you're a man or woman. But basically, it seems that he's taken some of the older mods that weren't working, he's fixed them, and he's kind of made some other changes as well. Maybe made them look a bit prettier or included some extra models. Now, as an idea, that sounds like really cool, but I don't know if he's got permission or she's got permission to do that, but I do love the idea, and if they have got permission, then that's fantastic. And I'll be trying to get in contact with Zig Shadow. I mean, he or she frequents the site, Run, Think, Shoot, Live. So he has contacted me before, or she's contacted me before. They have contacted me before, and I'll be, you know, looking into this much more. So Detector was pretty interesting, I remember. Next up is Opposing Force Assault. All right, now this is completely new for me. Didn't really know what's going on. Let me just tell you, don't click this button. Don't click it. It's a complete waste of time. It's like a couple of things. It's like really annoying music, and it doesn't tell you anything about the mod. It's just supposed to be a trailer, which is fair enough, but it doesn't tell you anything about the mod. Doesn't get me excited. There's a 1.4 version released, but it's called an alpha. Now, if it's an alpha, then it should be less than one, but whatever. I'm just being pedantic. I'm always interested in Opposing Force stuff because I did love Opposing Force as much as I loved Half-Life. And if you didn't, then you're wrong. But keep an eye out for this one. It looks like it's going to be quite fun. In fact, I probably should start tracking that. There we go. All right, so Valentine's Day update. Now, raising the bar is another beta thing. And let's be honest, there's more beta things than anything at the moment. Anyway, so what they're doing is they're not just trying to make a collection of maps, which is good, because there are some beta packs out there that are just maps. They're actually trying to recreate the story. So I kind of suppose it's like the opposite of Deschwatch Nibel. Anyway, these pictures look pretty cool. I mean, you can't, you know, that's, I mean, it's got that feel about it, you know, dirty, dark. It's not supposed to be bright and shiny. So if this is interest to you, then you should be tracking too. Right? Yeah, I'm tracking. So anyway, so there we go. Look, basically, there's the too logged in read. They're doing the right thing. And what they're doing is they are building the maps, making sure that the gameplay is good, making sure that the flow works, and then they're going to make them pretty, which is what everybody should be doing. All right, here we go. Genetic variation. So this is another new one for me. Basically, you play as a combine modified headcrab, which kind of sounds cool, although walking around as a headcrab would be like really slow, so I'm not really sure what's going on. And then right at the bottom, they've got this little section about how they're thinking about almost randomly spawning a new type of combine sniper, which is kind of fun. And as you get closer to it, it moves back. Or if you can get close, then you can kill it. But my only question is here is, how is a headcrab going to kill a sniper? I mean, if a sniper's, like, you know, high on a tower, I mean, you're in big trouble. You've got to have, like, steroid legs there. And in addition, that's it. Yeah, no other in addition. But one thing I want to remind you about is something that I'm sorry, that should have been open already. This was something that was made years ago. Basically, Model for the Masses was a website where Black Stormy was basically building models for people. You pay him some money, but he'd build you some models. And his models were great. And as a kind of a treat, I got him to, you know, build this idea. I suggested this, and he built it, and you can download it still. I think. I'll double check. And if not, I'll make sure the files are available. And then you can put them into your maps. And to be honest, I'm going to see if I can get that working and put it in all into my maps. So that's what a combine headcrab could look like. So anyway, there we go. It's called genetic variation. And basically, the combine have been mucking about and they somehow made headcrabs sentient. And you're one of them and you kind of want to get your own back, as it were. All right, so here we go. Operation Black Thunder. Another Zeek Shadow. Another remod. So people obviously like these kind of things. He's talking about, you know, these images here about updating the quality of the images, and I think that these look really, really good. Really impressed with that. So there we go. If I remember, Operation Black Thunder was quite long, so having to replay it, I'm not sure I'd do that. But if you haven't already played it, then it's a fantastic thing. Here we go. What the headcrab would be without another update from Mr. Nikolai. So basically, he seems to be doing like 20 different things. So here he's talking about updating Half-Life Blue Shift to Source. And here you can, in fact, I won't play that. I don't know how that's going to work on the video. Anyway, so you can basically watch him, playing through some of the levels in Source. He's working hard, but I don't know, why not just make new stuff? All right, here we go. This was the pick of the week. This is the Half-Life update mod, and it's got the video in the post. So if you're listening to this if you're listening to this podcast, sorry, you can go to the post and you can play the video. And it's pretty cool, and it shows all of the different things. It's got like a list of updates. And one of the things they're asking for is they want some feedback, because when you're doing these kind of mods, you can actually make it do whatever you want. But they want the community to, help. So basically, who should be able to hold some of the new weapons, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, check it out. When you watch the video, it's not that long and it's pretty interesting. I'm quite happy with that. Keeping an eye on them. Yes, I'm tracking them. Good. All right, next one is Lost Story, The Last Days of Earth. I've been following this, and this is by Rockpath Collective, and they've got this question, and I've rephrased the question for them. I've rephrased it to, what have a foggy day and 15, I don't know what SM means, 15 millimeters? I don't know. 15 millimeter wood screw have in common? And if you know, then you'll know what the next topic is of their dev blog, and we don't really have any good answers. So anyway, maybe you're the intelligent one among the listeners and you know the answer. So that's it from the mod related, actually the main mods, which is like 2 weeks worth of updates on ModDB. But there's a couple of things I want to talk about that's not directly mod related. And the first one was this is a group called Freedom for Gamers. I found this from following a link on one of the comments on Run Think Shoot Live. And basically, as it says here, that they're a non-profit single-player game development organization. Woohoo! Single-player. So I've never heard of them. Sorry about that, chats. And it looks interesting. Now, if you go to the main page, you've got this above the catacombs. And basically, it looks like that they're working on a mod. And it looks quite interesting. So you can follow it here. Nothing seems to be... There's no link to ModDB or anything. So I'm going to be in touch with these guys or gals and start to, try and get involved and see if I can help promote it in any way, especially because they're, all about single player. Good. And the next one on the list is Game Developers Tell Us How They Would Make Half-Life 3. This is a PC Gamer article, and there's a few different people. John Gibson, Cliff Belinsky, who made Unreal, so he's kind of a hero of mine. Kynan Pearson, and I'll be honest, I haven't read it. But you might, perhaps, could be, maybe, possibly be interested in Half-Life 3. I don't know, maybe a lot of people are for some strange reason. So this might be a read that you're interested in. And finally, or kind of finally, is this. This is a YouTube channel called Game Grave. Now, this is mostly about Quake. I think he maybe does a little bit of Doomy type stuff as well, and perhaps some other games. And it's not related to, single player Half-Life modding, but there seems to be so many YouTube channels that have got like thousands and thousands of subscribers. And there's other channels with, videos with hundreds of thousands of views. And I'll be honest, they're pretty average. But when I come across a channel that's really interesting, I feel that, we should sort of help each other. And this is one. This guy's got a really nice manner. His voice is interesting, and that's important. If you're listening to somebody who has a horrible voice, probably like me now, excuse me, then it's not much fun to watch. But he's got a nice voice. He's got some interesting commentary. His videos don't have as many plays as they should. I mean, look at this, 33. I haven't seen this particular one, but I've watched a few others, and they deserve much more coverage. So, if you're interested in other channels, go check this guy out, because he seems to have some really good stuff, and he's well organized, and he deserves more coverage for sure. So that's pretty much it, except to say that if there are other Half-Life related YouTube channels that you know about, sorry about that extra capital, I'll change that, then please tell me, because I'd like to work more with some of these YouTubers and promote little known channels, and maybe get more people streaming on my Twitch channel as well. So if you know anybody, please let me know. But in this case, specifically, Half-Life people. And then finally, have I missed anything? Basically, when I do the initial search for all of the news, what I do is I go to ModDB and I just scroll through the articles. And I look for the Half-Life or the Source icon. But I know that some mods have got their own icons and that I might miss one, and I don't really want to miss anything. So if you know of any mods that I'm not talking about on What the Headcrab, please let me know and I'll start to follow them, because that's really quite important. And hopefully from this point forward, I'll be back into my every 2 weeks schedule, because Christmas and January was just like a disaster for me. And finally, like the third finally, if you like what I'm doing, please help me create more and better content by supporting me on Patreon. So there's me, that's my face, sorry about that. And you can learn what you get and what happens. And I'm almost up to $100 a month. For me to kind of go part-time, I'd need $300. But any amount you can support will hopefully give me more time and motivation to create more content. So that's it for this episode of What the Headcrab. Thank you for listening. You might have thought that some of this was a bit strange, because that's actually because I've been recording it on the video as well, and I'm going to try to make a video at the same time. So remember, finishing Half-Life is just the beginning. See ya!
Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast from runthinkshootlive.com. For more podcasts, including exclusive interviews and roundtable chats, please visit runthinkshootlive.com/listen. Remember, finishing Half-Life is just the beginning. Runthinkshootlive.com lists and reviews single-player maps and mods from the Half-Life series of games.